Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Live from the Signal Media Studios, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill. This broadcast is being presented by West Rock Coffee and brought to you in part by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas's best insurance, Chicken King, Ortho Rehab, and Bill Dillard III. Now, it's a close encounter with the Doctor of Football, Fitz Hill.
West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report, presented by Expressway Airport Parking. We're going to put Coach Drew Baker in the game here in just a moment. He's going to be joining us. But first, I want to say, hey, glad to be back. Glad to be back in the studio and talking a little ball. I got a special show. This is at Arkansas Baptist College show this weekend. I tell you what, guys, I've been cabbage patching. I was dancing. I was having such a good time. I can't wait to tell you a story about the Buffaloes are going dancing. We just got the call from the NAIA. We're going to ball next Friday in Waxahachie, Texas. We got the number one seed team in the region. If David didn't go live, but like Drake said, we started at the bottom, but now we are here. We up in here. We up in chill. That's what they said. And I'm going to tell you, it's a story. Man, it's a movie. It's really a movie. Mm-hmm. And you got a lot of folks here who understand. Dr. Rob's on the board at Arkansas Baptist College. Uncle B, he's getting ready to become our volunteer sports information director. I said, we don't have no money, Rob, but we always look for him. But Doc, he's been with us the whole time. And I just want to let y'all know, this guy sitting next to me, my guy Drew, Arkansas Baptist College wouldn't have had an opportunity to participate without some of the supporting things that he's done to make this happen. So, Drew, I just want to publicly thank you for your belief in the institution. You've been serving the institution around the community. I gave you a house over there about in 2000.
Day one. Day one, we've been in the trenches over there.
And we're going to have to knock that house down. The city gave us, they gave us a deal the other day, but it's about time to come down. But it served its purpose.
Hey, a lot of lives were changed because of that house, because of the opportunities I had being part of Arkansas Baptist in those early days. I mean, think about this. We started over there, my truck, jumping off at the Singing Center, I mean, just doing what we could. And we'll serve 1,000 kids a day with after school, with meals, with different programs each and every day. That doesn't even include the families, the recovery, all the other stuff we get to do. And it all started off in those roots.
Well, man, that's awesome. Hey, let me open up a word of prayer. Then I'm going to is Drew Baker the parking dream maker? He's making all the dreams come true at the Expressway Airport Parking. But God, thank you for allowing us to be in the studio tonight. I want to thank Pastor Drew for all the investments that he has made in Arkansas Baptist College to make what this dream possible. Dr. Rob, his commitment, Uncle B, God, just so many people, and we're just so grateful for so many. Having Coach Gerald Watkins in the studio tonight with his all-tournament ballers going to join us, and man, I can't wait to hear from them, but we're so honored to have the opportunity to share this experience and go on this journey. God, in your name, we pray. Amen. Drew Baker.
Coach.
How you doing, my brother?
We're here, and proud to be with you.
You know, well, hey, man, I've been parking. I've been coming through. I've been traveling quite a bit and flew down to Atlanta to be with my Buffaloes. And, man, let me tell you, I feel like a five-star recruit every time I come to Expressway Airport Parking, man. They're calling by my name. I got my paper, got my Arkansas Democrats. So I had to fly out. Listen to this now. I had to fly out Sunday morning. I had to call in because I missed church. I had to call in and said, hey, man, I got to get down here and get behind my Buffaloes. But the only flight I could get in there to make that game, I had to be at the airport at 5:25. So I had to be at Expressway Airport Parking by 4. And as soon as I got there, y'all were on time. I'm telling you, I didn't have to wait. Expressway Airport, they came through. Only other thing I could have, and I tell you, we're going to work on it. If I had a cup of black coffee, I'd have been ready right there. I just, but everything.
Yeah, we got to make that coffee maker on board.
Yeah, yeah, we're going to have to get us a Keurig or something on board. Or get us one of them, you know, coffee, those energy drinks now, you know, something you can just grab one.
That's
of
right.
You had a water in there, so. But, hey, man, tell us what's going on at Expressway Airport Park. And I feel like I saw you out there the other day. And, man, things going good. And what's on deck at Expressway Airport Park?
Coach, I just can't tell you, number one, January, February, the Lord's blessings were unbelievable. We have seen a double-digit growth over prior years, January, February. And it just has started off tremendously. And we're offering for the month of March, one more month of 15% discount, huge deep discount, on top of getting the fifth day free when you make a reservation. And all you got to remember for a promo code is it's spring break time, because the schools are going to be on spring break here in a couple weeks. But anybody traveling can get the value of that the spring breakers are going to get, and that's 15% off by making a reservation with the promo code.
There you go. Well, hey, it's live on Channel 5 out there. I mean, cars in there, it's good to see everybody. And I always tell everybody, if I'm flying out of LIT, which I call this lit, I get lit by going through Expressway Airport Parking, where Drew Baker, the parking dream maker, is making all the dreams come true. And Drew, we appreciate you. Thank you so much. And I'll be seeing you next week. I may be flying into Dallas to come see my Buffalo, so I'll be coming through. So thanks so very much. Now tell us one more time, what's that promo code?
Promo code Spring Break.
Spring Break.
And Coach, can't wait to see the Ohio players.
hey, with Ohio players coming in here. Hey, love roller coaster, Drew. We had on them platforms and them bell bottoms back then. Then with brother.
I love these roller coasters, man.
It's going to be on fire. Dr. Rob knows something about that. Uncle B don't know nothing about that. And I'm sure my man, Pastor Drew, that might be a little bit, they're a little young. But me and you, we were stacking it back then. I had the Jerry Curl with the Stay Soft Fro, Uncle B, all that, you know.
All right,
man. I appreciate you bringing that up. We'll talk to you later, okay? Hey, Drew. As we were just talking about serving and, man, the fatherhood piece that I know you're working on right now, Grant, that you have, and really putting this into play, because what we see on so many occasions that the problems in our society, it often correlates to a lack of a father, role model, or something, and it has changed in our society tremendously. I know you're going to work specifically to address that,
mm-hmm.
and talk a little bit about that.
Well, Coach, I mean, if we really look at what we got going on, we talk about guardrails on the edge of a cliff. And the more people in lives of these young people, the more guardrails we have in place. Right now, we got over 2 million kids currently, or 2 million adults currently incarcerated. We got 500 kids incarcerated here in Arkansas. And when you start to look at what happened, it started all changing in about 1964. It was around the time fathers started disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, 90% of our inmates are men. 75% of those grew up without a father in the home. 63% of youth suicides come from fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless runaways, fatherless homes. 85% of children identified with behavioral disorders, fatherless homes. I mean, that's 20 times greater than the normal risk. And when we start to look at this, 71% of dropouts, fatherless homes. This fatherless crisis that we've got is a guardrail that is missing in so many of these kids' lives. And what our new Every Arkansan Fatherhood Initiative is really about is, how in the world can we put fathers back in the game? They already did the deed,
mm-hmm.
and they've walked away. Now it's time to get them back in the game, take responsibility for this. So we're looking at men that are coming out of incarceration that are like, I'm ready to get back in my child's life. Men that might have lost them for foster care. Men that might have just had a falling out with baby mama and they've disappeared. Men that have gone into recovery. They've blown it their whole lives. But how in the world can we instill back in them that they are needed? They are essential guardrails for these young people in their life, and there is a place that God created for them, and that's to be the father. And so we're excited about it. We start our first cohort in April, and we're going to be all over the state just taking men through a program with the hopes of, can we get them involved in a local church? Can we get them involved in these kids' lives? Can we get them involved in some peer support? Because what you're going to be talking about later with the Buffalo basketball team and the miracle that is, wouldn't have happened if it weren't for men stepping up for these young men.
Absolutely.
And
going to get them.
Going to get them. Recruiting them. Yeah. Tell them you're valuable. We want you here. Okay. I mean, we hear all this stuff about all this big money going to all these big teams, but there's a generation of kids that there's no money being offered. There's no opportunity being offered. And what Arkansas Baptist was able to do is go from not thinking they were going to be around to changing 54, I think you said, was the head count
on the basketball 59. Team? 59.
59 young men's lives saying, look, man, you've got value, you've got something, and that's a coach stepping in a father's role.
That's right, that's right.
That's a guardrail.
And, you know, I've just been looking at this data and understanding how this is actually having a ripple effect down. And the numbers that you're talking about, the 500 youth and teens being incarcerated in the state of Arkansas, and, you know, that fluctuates 480, you know, but we're saying on average. And then the ones that are in other areas, the in holding cells and things like that, that we've had the opportunity to minister to and to meet. And understanding that many don't even understand the access to the opportunities that they have once they've been in that system for so long, and thinking that you know, nobody wants to give them opportunities, and nobody, you know, because they now are in the system.
Right.
And what I realize is that if you look in Arkansas, these individuals, it's impacting those that are participating in athletics. You know, holistically, because they don't have access, because you're not in school, you can't participate in extracurricular activities. So you take a state like Arkansas, and it really decreases your overall population, because if you go back and look and you see who actually would be playing sports, many times it takes, you know, those individuals who've come from this impoverished environment, and they just need to access to the opportunities, but it does not happen, and then they'll go make a bad decision, and then their opportunities are deleted from their lives. And you and I see that all the time in what we're working with. And so, man, I applaud what's going on with that, because a father, Proverbs 22:6 says, raise up a child and train up a child in the way he should go, and when he gets old, he or she will not depart from it. But if you do not raise up a child in the way, and we expect them to behave, how can we blame the child? And you know, and I talk about this all the time. I'm amazed. We're talking about this on our show. I'm amazed that a kid can get nothing that he needs outside of prison, but once he's in prison, he can get everything he needs. He can get his teeth fixed. Yep. He can get mental health therapy. You know, he can get food. All those things. And I'm saying what we're trying to do is get with the father, to work with the community, to work with the kids to make sure, hey, let's identify this population. Let's work for prevention, intervention, and diversion rather than rehabilitation and resuscitation of access, which is necessary. And we have to work on both, you know, like we said, our land, sea is what I call it. We have to work on all fronts. But we can never turn off the faucets if we don't address what's turning, you know, what's leading to this crisis. And so, man, I applaud, you know, what you're doing. How can people who want to be involved, how can you do that?
It's really easy. Just hop on everyarkansan.org. All the stuff is on the website, on signing up, or they can just call the office or whatever. But we want men who are disconnected. We want to help you get reconnected with your kid. We want to help you get reconnected with their life. We want you to become that guardrail that they need to become the champions that God's called them to be.
Man, that's it, man. Every Arkansan Fatherhood Initiative, hey, it's going to be balling. We want you to start calling. We want to get you in the game to save our sons now and to make it happen. Hey, Drew, God bless you. Thank you so much for what you're doing, man. And we look forward to working with you, okay?
All right.
About today, put a big smile on your face. change. God is good, God is good all the time. If he ain't, then you lying in the rain, in the rain, in the sun. God is good all the time. God is good, God is good all the time.
The Dr. Football is putting Blue Train custom apparel and signage into my starting lineup for 2022. Last August, I was running out of time when I needed t-shirts for the 16 Goal Youth Football Program. I went deep with the Hail Mary and Blue Train made a play. Then I found out they could play more than one position. Our church needed our two fish and five loaves outreach van wrap. Blue Train signage, transform our bus, we are rolling. Need t-shirts, hats, or a vehicle wrap? Call Blue Train at 501-353-0556 or check out my teammate at BlueTrainApparel.com.
A football coach told me, the Doctor of Football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Bos's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Bos drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Bos's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Bos drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the five-star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee.
Each day, circumstances change for people's lives, some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
Hey guys, is life sometimes confusing? You ever find yourself just needing directions? As men, we really need other men to help us figure it out. More than that, we need a model for manhood who we can look to help. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Real men aren't afraid to ask for directions.
Arkansas Best Insurance, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. We do our best to put your insurance concerns to rest. We basically bury your concerns. Ain't that right, the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion of Arkansas Best?
Game on, Doc. Put us in the game.
You do it all. You're called Arkansas Best for a reason.
Call the play. Watch us score for you.
Automobiles?
We're rolling with you.
Home insurance?
Your home is safe with auto owners and Arkansas Best Insurance.
Nonprofits and board insurances?
We got you, Doc.
Surety bonds?
And Arkansas Best. You can trust.
Business insurance?
No fumbles.
General liabilities?
We got your assets covered.
That's why I joined the team at Arkansas Best Insurance with the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. Let him make insurance plays for you. If you call, I promise you, he will ball. That's the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion at Arkansas Best Insurance at 501-278-0105. 501-278-0105.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. You and your business are doing big things in our community. Our financial tools are just what businesses need to succeed, but finding funds for your business can be tricky. At Southern Bank, we make it easy for local businesses to get financing for the things that help with their success. With a variety of loan and deposit products, your business can be prepared with a financial plan tailored for your business needs. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit us at southernbank.com or stop by one of our convenient branches. Member FDIC.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Hey, thank you for being here tonight. Man, we got special guests up in the house. Uncle B, actually, he's normally my fourth quarter superstar and the five-star recruit in the fourth quarter, but hey, he's standing there in the sugar. Got some stuff going on over at Little Rock Mills tonight. And, man, Coach Bill Ingram, he wanted to be here. Bill, after my man, Coach Gerald Watkins, won the championship, I'm talking about, Coach Ingram texted, I hired him. he said, Coach, I'm gonna make sure y'all say I hired him. I picked him out. So Shug, we're giving you credit right now. You identified Coach Watkins, and when you're athletic director at Arkansas Baptist College, you put your stamp on him. And man, Coach Watkins, I know it's been a whirlwind over the last week going into the tournament. How did you position? This is Gerald Watkins again, head basketball coach at Arkansas Baptist College, Continental Athletic Conference champions, the Arkansas Baptist College Buffaloes. Coach Rip, Uncle B, he's smiling down from heaven right now.
Oh, man, you know he's smiling really, really big right now.
You can't – where you going, boy? Where you going? What you doing? You can't tell, Coach. Hey, you can't tell.
Well, you got one. Well, I got five.
And he was committed the whole time. And so, man, I actually got emotional at the game Sunday looking there and watching. And, man, it was just the way when we're down by about 8 or 10 points there, we're like 9 minutes left and looked like it was going to get away. Man, your team just gelled together. Turn the defense up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Start getting a turnover here and turnover here and making a run in the belief that they had in each other. Man, it was just really, really, really special to see that, Coach Watkins. I just want to say congratulations to you. Bye. I know we just got the C. We'll talk about that shortly. But tell a little bit about going into Gwinnett College and traveling to Atlanta. Did you truly – have confidence that you could win, or you knew things had to go well? I was worried about the officials. It was at their place.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, they were number one seed, and I was telling President Walker, I said, we got to beat them and the referees and everything. And I said, how did you adapt to that and just keeping your team together?
First of all, I feel like the guys were battle tested. We had a lot of battle tested games this year, and you know they was ready for the moment. They played hard. They played together. They shared the ball, and also, of course, we defended.
Right.
You know, we built our team off defense. So you know, they did a good job with that, and they also controlled the rebounding. We didn't allow the team to get second chance rebounds and things of that nature. We controlled them on the 3-point line. But that's your question. Yes, I came in confidence. You guys, the guys, I'm confident we can win every game.
Right.
You know. So we definitely got confidence, and I'm glad the guys just gelled at the right time. You know, it was a new group, you know, guys getting to know each other and the things like that. But I'm glad we clicked at the right time.
So 18-9,
yes,
record
sir.
Right there. And you were number two seed.
Yes, sir.
And how did you feel about being the number two seed going in? Did you think you'd have to play the number one seed for the championship?
Yes, sir.
I know you had two close games.
Yeah.
So the tournament time, you know, it's win or go home. Win in advance, right?
Yes, sir. Win or go home. But I think those two close games got us ready for the championship game. You know, it wasn't an easy road. So just by being battle tested like that, the guys were ready for the moment.
Right.
You know, when we got down, hey, I'm gonna be honest, I just sat back. I kind of felt it. I really didn't have to say too much. I just motivated them. They were gelling. They was talking. They were communicating. So it's kind of I'm giving all the praise to them because at the end of the day, they did that. You know, of course, you know. I led them the way, but at the end of the day, they had to come together as a unit and get it done.
And we're going to talk to them a little bit later on, but you had three players named to the all-tournament team,
yes,
and
sir.
You had the MVP of the tournament. Talk a little bit about those guys and their history and how you got them to Arkansas Baptist College.
First of all, them guys been, you know, they had a tough time. They came from junior college, you know, had to get recruited over again. And I met with all the guys before I recruited them. And one guy, T.Y. Keen, I recruited him for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went home, worked, then he called me in the summer. And he said, hey, Coach, I'm ready to come play. And I'm glad he came.
I want everybody to hear that. You see how this working? This is a want to.
Yeah.
That's what I always say about Arkansas Baptist College. Started in 1884 by former slaves. All right, who didn't have a high ACT score, who didn't have a high GPA, you know, they just had a high want to. You know what I always say? If you have a high want to, I want you.
Yeah, I want you. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And that's what we're saying. We want people who want to be there,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I mean, I think that's special because Uncle B, this is what he told me, and I think everybody understand the challenges that were going on at Baptist and the journey that God has had us on. But God is in the resurrecting business.
Amen.
And so understanding that and you having those guys, that's why it was so special to me. You know, on February 1st of 2026. I have been involved in Arkansas Best for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So 20 years. And to see this happen during my 20th year of affiliation with the institution, you know, made it special. But our listeners want to hear about your players and how you did this. I mean, you know, this is a lean on me, you know, type of basketball team. What you've done. So continue, you know, so recruiting in 2 years. And so what did you think this summer, you know, when you were trying to assemble your team together and you didn't know what you were going to have?
I actually felt good about recruiting. I identified the guys, and I just was recruiting them hard. You know, I was calling them, checking in with them. You know, I just kept calling, checking in with them, just make sure they good. I really was checking on them. You know, how they doing in life. You know what they doing in the summer. They working out. You know, how everything going, and just try to build a relationship with them. And we definitely, you know, build a relationship. And you know, I got the guys that I wanted. You can be honest, I got the guys that I wanted. I got the guys that believed in me. I believed in them. You know, it's just by the trust thing. We trusted each other, and hey, man, we put it together. You know, so I'm definitely, you know, thankful for them guys, because in the day they took a chance on this. You know,
took a chance.
They took a chance, and you know, and I gave them all, and they gave it back. And you know, when two things come together good,
right,
you get good results.
Uncle B, I know you've been talking about people been calling and how it's kind of just really has set a template. I know he said your phone blowing
yes,
up
sir.
And everything.
Yes, sir.
Uncle B, speak a little bit about the marketing opportunities from this winning, man.
Hey man, I just seen one of the young guys, one of the players show up in a nice little car. I said, oh, they got NIL already.
Nah, come on, Uncle B, don't do that.
So we trying to they should be, you know, and they should be
the
city should be showing them love, you know, their name, image, and likeness should be all over the city. They put Arkansas Baptist in a good spotlight, and I could see that happening, especially with a coach like Coach Watkins,
right,
where and I'm gonna go ahead and tell all the recruits out there, if you want a coach that's not gonna be all in the videos, all on your Instagram, trying to take all the publicity, then you should come to Baptist. As you can see, Coach Watkins is a guy. He's not a guy of a lot of words.
Right.
You know, he's about action.
Mm-hmm.
He's about that action, and that's what he installed in his players. And those players, the spotlight is on them now.
Right.
So I could see the city embracing them. And it's just so much positivity happening at Arkansas Baptist right now. I'm just excited, Coach. Yeah. It's March Madness, and this is the thing, and it's probably why we're not getting much from Coach. They're just getting started.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, they're going to make some noise. Now, in April, you come back, you probably get a lot more. But, hey, these guys are locked in. They're focused. And they're balling, Coach.
Right. And, you know, we're going to hear from a little bit Dr. Rob, our board members. And we want to give the support that you're talking about that's needed to elevate the program. I mean, already, you know, how can we get a new gym? The thing, you know, we played in a $45 million gym.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Top of line, you know. And I said, so, you know, those are things that we want.
And beat them.
And beat them.
And people will tell you, well, you know, recruiting is about facilities.
Yes,
they
right.
had the facilities.
They had everything.
But we know it's about relationships.
That's exactly right.
And Coach, this is what Coach was talking about, that relationship and talking to these young men, making it bigger than basketball.
Yeah.
And that's why they get to hang a banner up in Arkansas Baptist Gym. Coach, we need to get them a banner on that wall
over here,
too.
Let's show up some love and give a banner everywhere.
Exactly.
Hey, and I think this is interesting. You know, you understand this is that I told him afterward, I said, man, dinner on me. I said, go get the boys steak and everything. They went to Applebee's. You know, check this out. Then they enjoyed it at Applebee's.
Yes, they enjoyed it. They got a couple upgrades, though. You know, I was happy for them. I let them get what they wanted. We had a good time.
Yeah. So now we got the number one seed in Waxahachie, Texas, next Friday. So we'll be trying to get out of here and get situated and, you know, to make the dance. And they're the number one seed. So, like I told President Walker, might well go and hit the number one seed. Hit them in the mouth.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know,
yes,
ain't no way, don't have to wait to meet them. Just go ahead and get them and, mm-hmm. And knock it down. But we're going to talk a little bit about that. You know much about the team?
Yeah, I know a lot about them. You know, they in the same conference as the football team. They in the SAC. So, you know, they're a tough team. We're a tough team, too. So,
yeah.
I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
Hey, ain't nothing like dancing. Hey, Dr. Rock, I was cabbage patching out there with the boys. I was having to get my roll on right there.
Sir,
no,
yes.
it brought tears in my eyes. Hey, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report. Hey, Coach Gerald's walking, Uncle B. Gonna come back with Dr. Rob. We're gonna talk a little bit about this week preparation of something about getting them ready, making sure that we're getting their sound and right of mind. And you don't wanna miss this. We'll be right back.
I'm so happy to be able to fly out of Little Rock again on a regular basis. Didn't realize how special I felt until I pulled back into Expressway Airport parking. I miss my teammates led by my head coach, Drew Baker. Not only is Expressway Airport parking quick, efficient, and saves me money, it also makes me feel good about me, and I know it'll make you feel good about you. If you want slower service, less efficiency, and to spend more money parking, I guess that would be the only reason you wouldn't join our team and park with us. Remember, teamwork makes Expressway Airport parking dream work. It's easy. You call, we haul.
Hey guys, for those of us who love sports, we know the value of team. In life, every man needs teammates to help him be better than he can be alone. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Better yet, get a group of guys together and experience it as a team.
Yeah, Chicken King is on and popping. Chicken King is truly the king of fried food. Have you ever had a Chicken King pork chop? It's fire. The catfish is crunchy and tasty. Add hot and the tartar sauces? Well, that will put it in the five-star lineup. The chicken wings? Well, that's really why they call it Chicken King. But all the chicken offerings qualify for the Dr. Football starting lineup, and that's why I'm prescribing Chicken Kings for your stomach's desires. Chicken Kings are located in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Bryant, and my hometown of Arkadelphia. Put Chicken King in the game, and if you call, they will ball in serving your order. Questions? Call 501-562-5573 and let them handle your fried food orders.
On average, 30 black males are murdered each day in the United States. That's about 10,000 annually. Think about this. 30 families are contacted daily that a loved one has been murdered in the streets of America, not a foreign combat zone or a third world country. This hit home with me while serving as president of Arkansas Baptist College when my student, Derek Olivier, was gunned down across the street from campus. I made one of those 30 calls that day. It was and remains the hardest phone call of my life. Right now, I can still hear the screams from Derek's mother. It changed my life as well as changed their family life forever. This is why I launched firstin45.com to bring awareness to this epidemic and to create a game plan to save our sons now. We'd love for you to join our First in 45 team. You call, we ball, and together we save lives.
Hi, the Dr. Football recently completed an evaluation of rehabilitation therapy and services, and to no surprise, it was revealed that Dr. Rob of Ortho Rehab and Specialty Centers received a 5-star rating, meaning Dr. Rob is the big baller in the rehab business. You got back pain, hamstring problems? I'm prescribing two words for you, Dr. Rob. Call him at 501-975-4040 and tell him the Dr. Football sent you for his 5-star treatment. This is Coach Fitz Hill, also known as the Dr. Football, and I approve this message.
Arkansas fans, a reminder, we can't win every time. That would be boring. And besides, the only place where that happens is at Genesis of Conway. The minute you arrive at the dealership, you know this will be a different car buying experience. Owning a GV70 or GV80 makes you feel like a winner every time, and it's not boring. Believe me, they'll make it happen. At Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
103.7 The Buzz brings you the 2026 Arkansas High School Basketball Championship Games, March 12th through the 14th, live from Hot Springs. Coverage is brought to you by Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Roller Funeral Homes, UAMS Health, and special thanks to Hotel Hot Springs.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Give me a ho if you got your funky bus fare. Oh, 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 oh. Double Dutch bus.
Double Dutch, double speed. Dutch bus. Tell you what, we're going to be bringing Dr. Rob. We're going to be bringing the Ohio players on April 30th. supporting Arkansas Baptist College. Back in the day when you used to be pipping or profiling over there.
You see, you were talking about that Jerry Curl earlier. I tried to get one when I was young and it didn't take.
Yeah, I had my Stay Soft Fro, Jerry Curl, my yellow bottle, man. I'm gonna tell you a joke about my curl. Now this is funny. So my brother in 1984, 85. Anyway, he was driving. He was stationed in Las Vegas, and so we were driving. I helped him drive from Arkadelphia to Las Vegas, and so we drove all the way across. He had a Celica, didn't have any air conditioning.
Ooh.
Well, I had a Jerry Curl. Okay. Well, when we left here, it was nice and moisture. When we got to Las Vegas, it was dry. I looked like buckwheat. It was all dry.
Hit that desert air.
It was dried out. But boy, I'm gonna tell you, I had that Stay Soft Road with that Jerry Curl, that yellow ball. I went up in there, and I went up in that driveway. When I came back out, it was right, Uncle V. It was right. Yeah, I tell you what. But those were the days back in the 80s. But man, Ohio players love roller coasters. That was number one, I think, in 1970s. I can't remember what year it was. It was number one on the billboards. But, hey, we got some ballers here that we're going to actually honor the basketball team at the Supper and Soul Gala on April the 30th because we got the champions up in here. And, man, we got the MVP, Ty King, of the tournament. Man, Coach, you say he just took over?
Just took over. Yeah, it was his time.
Yeah,
it was his time.
Ty, was you excited about the moment? So when y'all were down by 10, and everything was didn't look like okay, we going to the tournament because they were taking the number one and number two, but you didn't want to go in as coach as runner up. What was going through your mind?
I knew we was gonna come back when they made their little run because basketball is a game of runs. So I just knew. I knew we were gonna come back, like how the game was flowing. Like they made their run, we haven't made our run yet. So I was like, when we first started getting turnovers and stops, and I was like, it's time. Like we gotta go score the ball. Then
right.
We started scoring the ball, and the game got close. And when it got close, then it was a bad idea for them.
Right, right. Well, that's one thing I know. Defense win championships, and. You know, that's something that I was really impressed with, seeing you all, how y'all deed those young men up. And but did you ever think, even though that we had an opportunity to win the championship last summer when Coach Watkins was calling everybody and trying to get everybody in school, did you really, really think this was possible?
I had to wait till I see the team. Then when I got in the gym with them, started practicing with them, get closer with everybody, and I knew. When we started playing conference games, I knew like yeah, we had a big chance.
Yeah, Dr. Rob, you remember I was telling you now for the first half, we had ULR down by.
Wow, I want to say I want to do no big number. I know it's 14. I know it's double digits.
Yeah, it was double digits. And I knew then. I said, wow. I know you support and you've been supporting them. What as a board member. And you've been supporting me for years. So how does this feel to see?
It's kind of surreal, because you know we've got our HBCU, which is a passion of mine, and then you got I'm on a board at the University of Missouri, and a few other schools, but very seldom do you have the social connection, and spiritual connection. And the athletic interest and connection all under one roof. And I know what the objectives are at Baptist. I know that we don't have to look at somebody who's got ulterior motives talking to one of our kids without somebody trying to figure out what's going on. So it's a blessing for me. I'm just glad to be a part of it, to be honest with you.
Well, and you know, you being a physical therapist and looking at the things that I know how you have taught me over the years about I often say it's not always the best team that wins, it's the best conditioned team that wins, because you play what three games in four days. So man, that's that recovery, Dr. Rob, speak to that a little bit.
Well, I know he's doing it right, because it wouldn't have gone well if he didn't. So he's taking care of his hydration, good balance of complex carbohydrates. That means things like leafy greens and stuff like that, and salads, hopefully, and things like that. But you've got to get your proteins in. Okay? You've got to. And the whole thing about it is a lot of people of African-American ethnicity try to go on vegan diets and things like that. Well, you'll live a long ways, but you're not going to have enough fuel to compete. Mm-hmm. You won't have the muscle mass to compete.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm sure that I've eaten at the cafeteria several times, so I know the meals are balanced. Yeah. So,
that's one thing we try to do over there at Baptist. We try to make sure, you know, that we get to eat plenty.
Oh, yeah. Cafeteria, one of the best in the country.
Yeah, and you want to be hydrated before you get on the plane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I learned
try
that
to catch
too.
Up.
And even before you get on the bus, mm-hmm. you'll be drinking a lot of water and fluid because the lactic acid builds up as you sit over 4 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, just how it just conditions in the muscles. And so, drinking while you're riding.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah, that the whole time down there because as you go, it's always because you play next Friday.
Yes, sir.
What time?
7:30.
Okay, if you win there, which we will win, then you'll play again when?
Sunday.
Okay.
I want to say it's 5:30.
Okay, all right. So just that whole process of making sure resting and and getting the thing that you need. How have your legs felt? You know, playing a tie those in three games in 4 days.
Playing the first two games, my legs were cool. After the last game, my legs they were gone.
Yeah,
they were gone.
Yeah,
I left it all on the court.
Right. Yeah, three. Yeah, and that's how it's supposed to be. I mean, but that's the reason I'm saying, you know, the teams continue, particularly how hard you play and the minutes that you're picking up. And speak a little bit about your other two all-conference players, Coach.
Okay. We call him Trey Fire, Trayvon Thomas. He's a flow general. He's a leader. He's been vocal. He also been a guy.
Now, where is he from?
He's from Haytown, Missouri.
Right. And Haytown, Missouri. And where is Ty from? Ty, where are you from?
Blyville, Arkansas.
Blyville, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And Trayvon, where is Trayvon?
Laquan Washington. He's from Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois.
Well, look and see the representation. Mm-hmm. Now, how'd you find him?
Hey, it ain't about what you know, it's about who you know.
Right.
Yes, sir. So, but I'm glad, a guy reached out to me, you know, do the journey. I didn't do it by myself, so. You know, a lot of people supported me and helped me out with recruiting and things like that. And I came across Laquan Washington.
Right. Yes, sir. Well, see, that's what makes it so special of how we have assembled just as an opportunity. Many people didn't think we'd be around this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And to see where we are today, you know, is a special time. And not only this, you know, how we've stabilized and continue. It's still a struggle, as we know. Mm-hmm. But we know that we're trending, you know, in the right direction because of your leadership. You know, that's the thing that I wanted to point out to you. And that's why I support your leadership to make sure, you know, you have not only recruited great basketball players, but you're also developing men. And to have other men, you know, you've recruited over 50 guys to come in and play to give them opportunity. And that's why I was telling President Walker, I said, you know, having these type of gyms and things like this so, you know, so we can have, I mean, you know, we only have one court.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what would Baptist be like if we had a full court gym?
Hmm.
I mean, what would we be like if we had what Gwinnett College had?
It'd be good.
See what I'm saying? We'd be on the pop. And you know what would happen, Uncle B and Dr. Rob? You'd see crime and things go down because you start taking kids and stuff and letting them play in the communities and things like that. You're like the real deal in the Rock. You start hosting tournaments and stuff over there. All of those type of things are the benefits. And that's what Pastor Drew was talking about earlier. But see, when we don't have places for our kids to go to be involved, you know what we'll do at Baptist, we'll take a kid who dropped, get him a GED, and let him start playing for ABC. You know, because we're gonna give him access. You know, we had some we tried to help that we could that didn't work through, but man, it's been an exciting time that we've been able to bring, your name again?
Trayvon.
Come over here, Trayvon, and y'all all come over here. Come on! I want all y'all over here talking into the mic so we can make. And I want y'all to kind of tell y'all story a little bit. That's what we're gonna do in the fourth. We're getting ready to go to a break, But when we get back from the break, that's what I want you all to talk on the fourth quarter and tell a little bit about your background, because, Uncle, we're going to talk about this because, you know, there's a lot of things going on with our young black men, but you here right now, you got an opportunity to be transformational in your life and other communities, and I want people to know that. So, hey, stay tuned for the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Airport Parking. Coach Watkins is balling. We calling. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy.
A football coach told me, the doctor of football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Bos's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Bos drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Bos's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Bos drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the 5-star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee. As I look back over my life, I realize I have fumbled in many areas. Thank God that he did not put me out of the game. My high school and college teammate, Steve Snyder, together we battled opponents on the fields and courts of competition in search of winning outcomes on the scoreboard. But today, Brother Steve is trying to score for our Heavenly Father by spreading the gospel through 33 The Series, a multi-volume video series that gives men a vision for manhood modeled by Jesus Christ himself. For detailed information on how you can get in the game with Authentic Manhood, go to Authentic Manhood. It's time to get in the game with Jesus. Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106. Arkansas Best Insurance. You can't be called the best unless you're performing better than the rest. And that's why I, the Doctor of Football, did an audible and switched to Arkansas Best Insurance. One-stop shop for all your insurance needs. That's right. You got insurance needs? I got your prescription. He's back and better than before. It's the Doctor of Insurance, Trey Scallion. My guy Trey is balling with Arkansas Best Insurance, providing the best coverage with companies like Auto Owners, who will make plays for you while minimizing the pain of writing insurance checks. Give my 5-star partner, Trey Scallion, also known as the Doctor of Insurance, the nod, and he will come off the bench to take care of your insurance needs. Call my guy at 501-278-0105. It has been said that ignorance is bliss, but the Doctor of Football also believes that knowledge can produce a burden within the soul, and I have a heavy burden. Did you know that homicide, not car wrecks, cancer, or heart disease is the number one cause of death for black males ages 1 to 44? This epidemic rarely gets discussed or receives the attention of similar health crises. That's why the Doctor of Football is working to create awareness of this homicide virus and formulate a game plan to help black males reach the age of 45. Now that you know, join our team by getting in the game with us at firstand45.com. That's firstand45.com. Make a play, save a life.
I don't normally eat fried food, but when I do, you will find me at Chicken King getting my grub on. I love catfish, and when I am in search of a 3-piece dinner of catfish with hot sauce and tartar sauce, you will find the Doctor of Football huddling up at Chicken King. Got a play for you to run. Go to Chicken King, located in North Little Rock, Bryant, or my hometown of Arkadelphia, and before you order, tell them the Doctor of Football wrote a prescription for your fried food desires. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. In fact, you will probably want to run that same play again and get another order very soon. They are the heavyweight champion of fried food. That's Chicken King, the 5-star fried food cuisine. It's the real deal. For more information, call 501-562-5573 and tell them the Doctor of Football prescribed them.
Hey, it's Brooke here, and at Chris Crane Hyundai, we've got a huge selection of pre-loved vehicles like never before. Late models loaded with new technology? Check. Payments to fit any budget? Check. Silverados, Civics, Broncos, and more. Check, check, check. Banks that love to say yes? You know it.
Our pre-loved inventory has never been better than now. Come visit your friends at Chris Crane Hyundai on Museum Road in Conway and online at chriscranehyundai.com.
It's the WestRock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
They not like us. Is that what they say? That what they say? Kendrick Lamar, they not like us. They not like my boy Trayvon, Ty King, and Laquan. We are balling. Coach Hill is calling. And, man, y'all got the pick, got the call today. I'm going to be posting it on my social media. I'm so excited. Coach talking about we're going to be leaving, going down to probably stay in Dallas. And, you know, man, it's a special time. And, guys, so come on, who hadn't talked? I want to hear from all y'all. So tell me how you ended up at Arkansas Baptist College.
I say Coach Watkins, he gave me a call. He had found me on Twitter, I guess, I think from my film, had gave me a call, recruited me hard, like, and I just trusted him from the jump, like, told me to come down here on a visit. I was originally supposed to go to a visit at CBC on like a Friday or Saturday. He was like, going to come down here on a Friday before you go down there. Like, he just showed me that he wanted me, and like, he told me off the flip, like, I want you to come down here, like, and be a part of this, like. And I just trusted him, like, as a head coach, first-year head coach, and that's how that went.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, man, we're so glad to have you. And, man, I love how you all are competing. And to have three players on the all-tournament team and then have the MVP as well to let y'all know that when he you know, the belief that you had in him to me is just, man, it's special. And I'm just so excited to see what you all going to do next week and see how you're going to compete. And I don't think the stage going to be too big for you.
At all, no. Built for that.
Built, you know, and so it's the opportunity, you know, that you're going to have. And come on, step up here and tell us how you got down here.
What's up, my nigga, Laquan Washington. I got down here Coach Watkins was recruiting me hard, you know what I'm saying? I was in a position where, you know what I'm saying, I had to leave. So, you know what I'm saying, I heard Coach Watkins out. He told me what I wanted to help, you know what I'm saying? He believed in me from the jump. That's one thing I'm real hard on. Like, if you're going to believe in me, believe in me, because I'm going to believe in you and give you 100%. So it's like, that's how it went.
Right, right. Well, Coach Watkins, I tell you, man, it's a special – I don't, you know, in my 20 years – this first championship, you know, that I've been a part of. So I just want to let you know how special. Now, one thing that Coach Cedric Vaughn did do, Uncle B, that he remembers, that he took our track team up to the Razorbacks and outran them in the 4x1. That was the biggest accomplishment. And it was real interesting how it's on YouTube right now. When they took off, I think they ran 39.96 now. And I think the Hogs ran 39.98. But just let you know that, man, they said, you know, when they came across that line, they said, Arkansas Baptist. We took it all. So, I mean, it was kind of like the same thing up here that at Gwinnett College, that nobody really thought that we were going to win at their gym. Mm-hmm. And, man, what, you know, the way that you were able to assemble these young people together and to give them the belief that they can win against all odds, mm-hmm. particularly when, as you said, from the summer, we didn't even know what was happening when we first met.
Yes, sir.
You know, we started talking. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, just believe it's going to work itself out. You know, it's going to be tough, mm-hmm. but we can do this. And you have, this is something, the rings, President Walker always talking about ordering the rings, and all the things that we have that you all are going to remember for the rest of your life, mm-hmm. and you take winning is hard.
Yeah.
winning a championship is extremely hard. I mean, that's like when the March Madness, only going to be one winner.
Yes, sir.
Out of the 68 teams that are selected. One.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so how many teams were in that tournament, in the conference tournament?
Conference tournament, eight teams. Mm-hmm.
Only one. All right. And how many is in this 60? How many is in this?
64.
Yeah, 64. All right. So mm-hmm. only going to be one.
Yeah, going to be one.
I mean, you know, so there'll be a lot of wins, but it'll only be one champion.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so you are a conference champion, something that you will take. That's on your coaching resume. And, man, we're so excited and so proud of the future of what you're doing and going to try to get support. I'll just tell you out here, if anybody wants to support the Arkansas Baptist College Buffalo basketball team, all you have to do, you send a check. You know, anything that you want to make a donation, mm-hmm. I promise you that we will get them to these individuals. We're already looking at all things for next year to elevate because of this new platform that's been established through winning. Man, ain't nothing better than winning, man.
Nothing.
Ain't nothing better. I'm addicted to it.
Yes,
you know? You know, I like it. And I'm going to tell you somehow the anxiety I had. I haven't had anxiety like this since watching my son play, because you want him to do so well. And I had the exact same feeling of him playing basketball that I wanted to win so badly, mm-hmm. you know, because of so much that's been invested into Arkansas Baptist College in my life. And to realize, you know, not only that I want y'all to be great basketball players, but, man, more importantly, I want you to be great men, great fathers, great husbands, and great community people. And that's the most important mm-hmm. thing, because you're not going to play basketball all your life. But take these lessons that you have learned through the game of basketball. It's the greatest laboratory mm-hmm. of anything that you have. What I was telling President Walker, we're walking on, you can't get what those kids got. You can't get that in classroom.
No.
Can't get in the classroom. Mm-hmm. You get this. It's the best laboratory for life, athletics. And you learn because of preparation. So now you're getting ready to go look at the tape, break down the film, tell them what they got to do to win. And it's the team. It's not the team with the best talent that always win. It's the team with talent that executes the best that wins.
Yes, sir.
Plays together.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, plays together. Yep. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I start looking. Turnovers. Team with the fewest turnovers, they always got a chance. Got always because you got more chance. I was sharing with a guy, watching my little grandson play as I go down and watch him play. Now you know what I tell him? I say the team that shoot the ball the most gonna win 90% of the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the team who if you keep turning it over, you don't get to shoot it.
Yes, sir.
So I say, hey man, make sure you get a shot. You know what I'm saying? At least you get a shot. Everybody passing the ball? No. Yeah. Little kids only pass the ball one time.
Yeah.
And then shoot it.
Get it
and,
up.
you know what I'm saying? Because the more you pass the ball, the more you mess, the more chance you got to make a mistake.
Kids that age.
At that age. So I say 6-7 years old, one pass, shoot, and then you hopefully get the rebound and put it back up. But when you try to get out there and tell her, I say, one pass over here and one pass over there, the next thing, you know, turn it over, then you don't get to shoot the ball. And so, man, I just watching you guys and seeing how you play, but the things I was most impressed was defense. Is there anything you want to, you know, as we get ready to log off, man, and I'm going to pray over you and everything as the team continues, because you're building something special, and to be able to go in as a number 16 seed to play the number 1 seed, hey, it might well be a David and Goliath. We just go on in there and kick them out. And why you think they number 1 seed? Why did they give us a 16 seed?
I think the strength of schedule, which I think we played a tough schedule.
Yeah.
And, you know, their conference, their country prestige. So, you know, that's a good conference. So, you know, they definitely – I think they deserve it.
Okay.
They deserve it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, man, I tell you, it's can't wait. Actually, 2 weeks. Well, we'll know back, because next week we're on the road to there. Then we'll be back, and we'll be giving updates. It's the Arkansas Baptist College Buffaloes going dancing, Waxahachie,
yes,
Texas,
mm-hmm.
March 13th, 5:30 p.m. It's on and popping. It's on and popping. Hey, God, I will pray over Arkansas Baptist College Buffaloes, Trey Sal, pray over Coach Watkins, his squad, God, to continue to give him the wisdom, discernment, to continue moving this program forward. They'll be a blessing to these young men, that they'll be a blessing in their communities and where they come from, God, and let this be something that they take with them for life, that'll be transformative in all the people they touch. God, we thank you for this opportunity to be here tonight. Until next time, God bless you.
Amen.